Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ted Johnson is a three-time Super Bowl champion. Not only that, he played 10 years in the NFL as a linebacker. He's now the co-host of the Triple Threat on Sports Radio 610 in Houston. And he's joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Ted, good morning. How are you?
Fellas, how we doing? Big Tuz. Lo, how are you, pal?
Big cuz, Sammy Gash. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up now? Hey, now.
What's up, fellas? How are we doing
this morning? Real good, Ted.
Sam Gash.
Real good, Ted. We appreciate the time. The first thing I wanted to ask you about regarding Monday's night's game in Mexico City, we've spent a few weeks deciding or debating and discussing the Oakland Raiders plan in terms of when they want to arrive to deal with the elevation and all the other distractions that may come. How is Houston handling the Mexico City game?
Yeah, those guys are getting in the day before. They're flying out on Sunday for the Monday night game. I thought maybe they would go out on a Saturday, but I don't know. I don't know if that was going to make much of a difference. I played college ball at the University of Colorado in Boulder. You know, you're a mile high. It definitely can have an effect on you, but since I don't know when the Raiders are getting there, but I don't think that it's going to be, you can get in there enough time to really get acclimated to it. So the air is going to be just as thin on the Raiders sideline as it is on the Texans sideline. So both teams are going to have to deal with it. Where it really becomes a factor, guys, is whenever defenses are out there for that, you know, that 8, 9, 10, 12 play drive, you can really see an effective defense. So I'm thinking that would be beneficial to the Raiders because you see that offensive line doing what you guys are doing around the football, just kind of pounding it inside and between the tackles. Texans are going to have to really, really do a good job stopping your run attack so that that altitude doesn't start getting to them on those long drives, if you will.
How do the Texans do against the physicality of a run game? I see that they're 26th in the league against the rush. The Raiders will go to that extra sixth offensive lineman. Has that been a problem for Houston this year, the bigger fronts?
Yeah, no, you talk about a daunting offensive line you guys have. It really is. I mean, what y'all were able to do against the Denver Broncos was pretty dang impressive. The run defense hasn't been good, guys. I mean, and that's the, you know, and that's the heart and soul of any good defense. I mean, if you're not going to be a top 10 defense against the run, you know, it's just kind of a paper tiger there. Eventually, it's going to catch up to you. So I'm not sure how we're going to be able to stop that running attack that you guys have. Except, well, we did have Vince Wilfork come back. He missed the last game against Jacksonville. He is participating in this week's practice. So you hope that's going to help, but if these guys don't have any chance, let's say these guys, the Texans, they're going to have to do a really good job, you know, limit the Raiders to maybe 4 yards or less per rush. Because what I saw that offensive line do against Denver, and everybody was, you know, very apprehensive or reluctant to give the Raiders too much credit for what you guys have been able to do because you hadn't played a good defense, right? Well, you go play the Denver Broncos and do what they did. That's a scary proposition for the Texans. So they are going to have to do the best job they've done all season long against the run if they have any chance of winning this football game.
Well, talking about the Houston Texans, that is, and you look at their inability to consistency, far as throwing the ball, and Brock Osweiler, you know where he came from, Denver can pound the ball, and you hit some of the flaws. If the Raiders can make this team one-dimensional, are you sold that Brock is the answer at quarterback, and does he have enough weapons to beat the Raiders?
It's tough, buddy. You know, it's hard. It's hard because, you know, the Texans are 6-3. Hey, you know, we're leading the AFC South. Yeah, that's great. But it's the AFC South, right? And so let's not get too excited. That's the difficult part is because they're winning football games, but it's just cherry. You know, it's like a cherry on top of a pile of poo. I mean, it's not pretty at all. And Brock hasn't been good, guys. But here, okay, I'm going to make a defense for Brock Osweiler real quick for you, though, okay? It's a new system. It's in a hard system. That Denver system, much easier, much more quarterback-friendly. This one is a whole different deal. He's got two rookie wide receivers in Braxton Miller and Will Fuller who've been in and out of the lineup, who he's counting on. So rookie wide receivers. You got DeAndre Hopkins, who they're just double teaming on every single play, it looks like. Teams are taking him, neutralizing him because they can double team him. And he's got an offensive line that's been inconsistent, a lot of injuries at the offensive line, in a running game that's just now starting to get going. So you factor all those things in, and then maybe you can make an argument that it's not so bad. Here's the thing with when it comes with Brock Osweiler, okay? They are committed. They are locked in with this guy for at least this year and next year. He's got a fully guaranteed contract for next year as well. So you got to love the one you're with at this point. He's steadily showing improvement. It's not coming along maybe as fast as what fans want, but the fact that they're still 6-3, he's still making, even though they're improvements, they're minuscule, but really, when you factor in all those other things I just said, I give him the benefit of the doubt. The fans don't have a lot of patience, but I see steady improvement for him. It's painfully slow, but it's still improvement.
Ted Johnson, three-time Super Bowl champ, 10-year NFL linebacker. He's now the co-host of the Triple Threat on Sports Radio 610 in Houston with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Ted, what's the thought process on J.J. Watt in Houston? We've heard some grumblings that now that he's had two back surgeries on the same location, this guy could have his career threatened, whether or not... I mean, I'm sure he's going to try to make it back on the field, but does anyone think he can ever get back to the level he was at?
Bite your tongue. Are you kidding me? No. We try to stir something up that's not there. I hear what you're saying. And when it comes to lower back, you got to take it very, very serious. There's no question about it. But no, we haven't heard anything like that. It's weird. I mean, we just haven't heard much from J.J. Watt, which is kind of surprising. We all know how active he is in social media, but we haven't heard from him. Everything we hear is that he's on track. To getting back, next year. So I haven't heard anything like that. But when you're talking about a lower back, obviously that's something that can be a concern. I've dealt with lower back issues. A lot of guys have, to play football. I don't think it's going to be that. I don't think it's going to be that serious. So we're expecting him to come back fully healthy next year and get it going again.
Talk to us about the rookie receiver, Will Fuller, and exactly what he brings to the offense. How explosive can he be, especially if Hopkins is being double-teamed?
Yes. That, to me, guys, that's a good point. Like, Will Fuller is, to me, a huge part of what this offense is missing. It really, really is. The Texans don't have a deep threat, except for Will Fuller. And Will Fuller has been in and out of the lineup with a hamstring and Lowe can tell you, those things are tricky. So, here's the thing. When he does get in there, guys, he still has that kind of carryover from Notre Dame where he's got the reputation for dropping the football. But he has that big playability. I mean, the guy has something to him. You saw him the first few games of the season really have an impact on this offense. We need a deep threat because here's the thing when it comes to DeAndre Hopkins. He's one of the top receivers in this league. But where he gets his business done is the intermediate stuff. It's the back shoulder stuff. It's the fighting for the 50-50 ball. It's the intermediate type pass and play and stuff in the red zone. And so, but you need a Will Fuller to open that up for him. So, man, they need to get him going. So I'm hoping this is a game where Will Fuller just kind of breaks out like he did early in the season and has an impact in this game because they really need him.
Three-time Super Bowl champ, 10-year NFL linebacker. You can now catch him on Sports Radio 610 in Houston. Ted Johnson with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Ted, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it, and we hope we can catch up again in the future.
Hey, it's my pleasure, guys. Hey, Lowe, you be good, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, all right, boys?
No question, man. Let me know when you want me on the show, brother.
You got it, bud. You guys take care.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.